Oregon Women for Agriculture, better known as OWA, has a new president. Dana Bowers-Brock took over the organization in late April. I recently had a chance to sit down with Bowers-Brock to learn her plans for OWA moving forward and the challenges in the ag industry in general facing Oregon. But first, I wanted to find out what Oregon Women for Agriculture is all about.
We are a nonprofit volunteer organization made of women who love, work, and respect Oregon agriculture. We work hard to promote it, to educate people across the state, and then to unite those of us who work on our 220 commodities that are grown in Oregon.
And Dana, agriculture really has changed over the decades. I think a lot of people outside of farming, when they think of agriculture, they think of like an older guy sitting on a tractor in his bibs. And that's obviously not the case anymore.
It has. And if I had a nickel for every time I had a man tell me, let me wait to talk to the man, or what does your dad, or can I talk to your husband about that instead of talking to me directly, I would be a very rich woman. As a fifth generation farmer, there's a lot of preconceived ideas that I just sit in the background and I don't know anything, but I help make the decisions. And that is true and has been for generations. We're just finally speaking up and finding our voice a little louder than in past generations who have set that in motion for us and showed us how to show up in ag. So, you know, for every farm, they say that there's about 43% of women agriculture involvement. We also are taking huge strides in being a part of ag business, both in sales and loans and relationship officers. And so it's been really awesome to see agriculture grow, and Oregon is a little more accepting of those of us who are women supporting agriculture. But we're not done yet, but we have to keep showing up. And that's a big part of why still having an organization like OWA is so important, to show that we can support and side by side with the old men in the bibs.
So Dana, how would you describe the interest in agriculture from women in general?
It's getting more and more common, which is really cool to see. Being in the schools and being involved in FFA, you're seeing a lot more of the girls being interested in going into ag business, ag science, animal sciences. So it's really neat to see this generation coming up and being excited about it. I'm not sure where the shift has occurred. I think, again, maybe we have just found our voice. We've been encouraged by our moms and our grandmas, and we've seen women leading at a state and national level supporting ag policy. So without the visionaries that came before us, we can't do what we're doing. And so we're just trying to keep paving that road for women to hold space in the ag world.
So how important for you, how important for the OWA is advocacy?
It's huge. Beyond the large farms, we also have small scale farms and urban farmers who are facing policy challenges at local and state levels. So advocacy is huge. Right now, Oregon is facing two large bills in the Lane County Watershed Act that's being proposed, and as well as IP-28 that we're looking to see on the ballot come November. And both of those would increasingly make agriculture in Oregon hard. So advocacy is huge for us. There's also a large part of advocacy that is just informing people what we do, showing people that we support bees and that bees make honey and that we need bees to make the world spin. And people don't think that grass seed is important because it's not a food product, but we're the thing that makes the food have food. And so advocacy is a huge part of what we do. It's, you know, under our promote and educate branches of OWA. And we're just trying to get out here and increase outreach and show the world that ag happens in lots of different ways and lots of different communities, and it's important to understand those and respect them.
What kind of challenge is it to try to advocate for agriculture with Oregon having, yeah, a lot of land, a lot of different commodities, hundreds of commodities, but a lot of the people are concentrated on the I-5 corridor, so you have these major metro areas, and trying to tell them, yeah, today's farm is not like what you see on TikTok?
It's incredibly difficult. I think actually Instagram and TikTok have helped a lot of ag-centric people show what we actually do on a day-to-day basis, that when people are out calving, that they're not just yanking a calf and throwing them out to the wolves, that there's, you know, support and care, and that, you know, there's dairy farmers showing how important and how much they care for their farms, and there's chicken farmers showing the care and respect that they put into all of their things. So I think actually it has given a larger global voice, and there's still naysayers, but overall, I think the more exposure and the more advocacy that we can do, the better for people. And it is challenging. You know, the Willamette Valley, we have these big cities that kind of constitute what goes on. And so that's where the advocacy piece is really important, and making sure that you're using general conversation when you're getting coffee or when you're at the doctor's office to just say, oh yeah, I'm a farmer. Like, here's ways that I'm respecting my land. Here's ways that I'm protecting my land. Here's ways that I'm giving back to my local economy. Just using those options or those moments to advocate and promote ag.
Dana, when it comes to OWA, talk to us about the important role volunteers play.
We do so much, and we have the best group of women, and I will stand by that for forever. We have members that have been a part of OWA since its inception in the late 60s, and we have members that have just started in the last year, and they're also important. We do a bunch of programming. We are the ones responsible. If you're driving down I-5 or down busy roads, you'll see large white signs that have green letters with a crop name on it. Those are an Oregon Women for Ag crop ID sign project that we fund and try to help educate what's being grown in those fields. We do mini grants for youth projects to support ag. So we've done things like community gardens, tractor safety, FFA support, that sort of stuff. And so much more, including supporting different organizations around the state, such as our FFA, Ag in the Classroom, Summer Ag Institute. So we throw an annual auction every year, and that's where we get a large amount of our funding. It happens every third Saturday in April, and we just had it, and it's been so exciting to see us be successful in that for, I believe it's 37 years. So just making sure that our volunteers feel supported to do what they can. We also have lots of booths at different ag shows, and getting the word out that ag is important, ag is necessary, women in ag are awesome.
In your conversations with people about OWA, what are maybe some of the misconceptions that continually pop up out there?
There's a large misconception that we're just a bunch of women that sit in a room and gossip. Even in my own community, that's been a joke. And as I've taken leadership, people have made comments like that to me. And I joke back that, you know what, we're not little girls and we're not little boys. We're adult women who are professionals coming in to support ag. A big piece of it is just, again, reminding people the important work that we do. We are volunteer. A lot of us work full time and give a significant amount of our time aside from our professional jobs to support our missions of promoting, educating, and uniting in ag. And that OWA has a lot of fun with it. We make connections all across the state. We have great networking, awesome communication, and it's a really great program that has a social aspect, sure, but we are hard workers who are passionate about supporting ag in Oregon.
So Dana, you recently became president. What sort of changes are taking place at OWA under your leadership?
You know, we just got done with our large auction in April. So if you're a planner like I am, mark that down for the third Saturday in April. It's a great dinner, a great auction. We have a silent and a live auction. You'll see us next in force at the Willamette Valley Ag Show in Albany, Oregon. I believe it's the second Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in November. So you'll see us there. You'll see us at Summer Ag Institute, which is where teachers from across the state come to Oregon State, learn about ag. We host teachers. We take them on farm tours. We'll be at those things. And then if you're interested in joining, we have our next meeting on June 26th, and that will be hosted by the Marian Clackamas chapter up in Canby, Oregon. Over the last few years, we have gone from being an organization that was a 501c5 to adding the addition of a 501c3. And with any big change comes growing pains. And so we're coming out of some restructuring and some organizational learning and changes. And we're finally at this place where we're able to move forward. So we're really excited. We came together as a group to come up with some plans to take into this next year. And so if you've heard whisperings about there being struggles within OWA, don't listen to them. We're better than ever. My big thing as the new president is I want to lead with purpose, and I want to serve with dignity and respect, and I want to serve our members, and I will do it to the best of my ability. So we would love to have you come and join. We're a great group of women. Cannot say enough that enough. We're passionate, and we're happy to be here and thrilled that we get to expose ourselves in such a way as this interview. So thank you for that.
Once again, that was Dana Bowers-Brock, president of Oregon Women for Agriculture.